Well, hello. Happy New Year to all of you. I hope you're having a wonderful, pleasant first week of the new year. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. You've tuned into the Inside Hour. It's a privilege and pleasure to join you every Tuesday night on bbsradio.com. That's boyboysamradio.com. Thanks to Don Newsom, the Newsom family, Doug Newsom, and many of our friends, awesome people, just incredible people, Fred Bell, and many, many others hosting programs on BBS Radio. Please join us. The Inside Hour happens every Tuesday night, 12 o'clock midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and here in the beautiful state of Hawaii. Magnificent it is here. Unfortunately, I wish that I could say the same thing about the government here. In fact, I wish I could say the same thing about the government internationally. The global industrialists are certainly having their way with many of us these days. I'll tell you more about that. But I want to thank everybody that's been involved in this show, and we are broadcasting live tonight from the beautiful Big Island of Hawaii, a little town called Pahoa. And we're at the Steam Vent Inn and Health Retreat, where we're privileged and blessed to have the Creator's Rainbow Spa, about 150 to 200 active steam vents issuing the breath of the earth on this incredible place. And you're welcome to join us. We've got, in fact, guests arriving momentarily. We also are engaged in many of the things that many of you have been thinking about here on the Big Island, from sustainability and creating our own energy using the natural resources, biosustainability, as well as looking at community, evolving ourselves so that we can be sustainable, live off the land, and nurture the land, and maintain this purity of the environment that we have here. There's a lot of wonderful projects that we've been working on. I want to thank all the co-sponsors of the Inside Hour, as well as BBS Radio, for their support in this effort in this new year, where we're going to have lots of wonderful new surprises in store for you, in store for ourselves. As extended family, we're going to be offering all of you some wonderful opportunities to get engaged with BBS Radio, the Inside Hour, many of the projects and the enterprises that we're evolving here, and that it's an extremely exciting time, and I'm privileged to be engaged in this, and I'm very, very honored and happy to invite you to join us, not only every Tuesday night for the Inside Hour, but for all the great surprises that we have coming up over the next several weeks and months. Thanking, first of all, at the top, I want to thank HealthyWorldDistributing.com. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. If you're looking for awesome health products, educational materials, books, tapes, audios, videos, as well as an awesome line of healthcare products, which I've personally selected and I absolutely endorse, these are the top of the top that I've been able to find. My family and I and our friends are doing these or taking these products ourselves. We've tested them for years now, products like Green Harvest, GI Flora Pro, things to make your assimilation of nutrients out of the foods that are essential for your energy and your health and sustaining longevity. All these things are awesome products. I want to invite you to check out the online catalog at www.healthyworlddistributing.com. I want to thank the publishing company that supported my work, has published numerous of books of mine, as well as DVDs and CDs, and we've got some new ones coming along right now. In fact, some freely downloadable on the Internet right now. In fact, you can go to www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. That's www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. And that effort, as well as a number of things, we're currently in studio doing the DVD, actually redoing it. I wasn't happy with it the first time. We're either going to produce quality materials or we're not going to produce them at all. So we're engaged in a second production of The Love Code, which deals with the awesome revelations in the book, Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, which you can get freely downloadable right now by going to lovetherealdavincicode.com. I want to thank the publisher of that book and all the other books. In fact, if you're looking for a hard copy of Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, you're going to have to wait about 8 weeks. We'll be shipping in approximately beginning of March, the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, the publishing company supporting and sustaining the Inside Hour for many, many years now. It used to be on Genesis Communications Network. I used to do a program every day from Genesis for 5 days of the week for 13 months, supported by the publishing company Tetrahedron, LLC. That's www.tetrahedron.org. That's the geometric figure, spelled TetraHedron.org. If you're interested in the approach that we recommend for health, for longevity, and sustaining your own energy, is at a website called HealingCelebrations.com. HealingCelebrations.com provides an overview of one of my three national bestsellers. It's called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And that website dedicated to giving you the overview of the five essential steps. There are five critical steps that every single one of us not only should be aware about, but actually should be doing at this critical time, if not urgent time in history, whereby we're being sickened and enslaved by the global industrialists that have absolutely no common sense other than to destroy. That's their agenda. And apparently the environment is susceptible. Our body is also being an environment in which bacteria, fungus, viruses, cancers, arthritic conditions, all these other health problems, neurological impairments, etc., occur in a body where body environment, body chemistry is so essential. So the five steps, Healing Celebrations book, as well as the website, explains are the number one, detoxification. It's time for every single one of us to treat our bodies, our Holy Spirit-filled temples, our sovereign spiritual temples with a lot of respect and love. Particularly the main ingredient therein is water. Deacidification, drinking a lot of pH-adjusted 8 drinking water is a highly recommended requisite for the simple environmental stability and sustainability that you need to defend against new viruses, new flus, new plagues, cancers. In fact, cancers can't do well, if at all, in a body chemistry made more alkaline. You've heard many authorities now herald that. We've been saying that for many, many years now. And the book Healing Celebrations explains why that is and how it is and why it is that you should be drinking half of your body weight converted to ounces of good, pure drinking water, ideally spring water, that's pH adjusted to 8 or thereabouts. There's another type of water. It's called structured water or clustered water. It has a sacred geometry associated with it, and that water-filled body of yours sings because of it. Your DNA, your genetics, goes into what is called electrogenetics, the activity of biospirituality, the uplift of who you really are, the precipitation or crystallization of your body physical in this quantum field. A virtual bio-holographic projection of divinity is manifesting in your reality right now because of the water primarily within your own DNA, within all the cells and body tissues. That water within the DNA, if it's really in good shape, is structured. That means it's got mostly six-sided, hexagonal-shaped, structured water molecules that, just like the Creator told Moses his name at the burning bush, he said, I am that I am. I am the beginning and the end, the yud hey vav hey, and I am the tetragrammaton. Of course, in the beginning of creation, there was the Creator, the Word, which is sound, and the water. And everybody seems to have forgotten how absolutely sacred water is, and the water that operates within your own DNA to create you, to make you, to literally manifest you and crystallize you in this incredible bio-holographic field that we call physical reality, is incredibly sacred. And so the whole concept of polluting water seems alien to who we really are as a loving, intelligent race of people, of beings. And so one must consider that the pollution that's taking place, the deception and the manipulation, addition to coercion and enslavement to the pharmaceuticals, to the petrochemicals, to the industrialists that push these weapons of mass destruction and degradation upon us, well, you've got to think about the alien agenda therein. You've got to think about that these people cannot possibly be human. And what's taking place, the great news, is that there's a spiritual renaissance ongoing with these kinds of revelations that are pouring forth with friends and colleagues like Dr. Fred Bell on BBS Radio and many, many other hosts that bring you every day, every hour, virtually 24/7. You've got top information that you are will rarely find anywhere else. So this is the kind of uplifting information that we also wish to put out on the Inside Hour and on BBS Radio. So I want to thank you, and I want to invite you to join us every week and virtually every day. About $2 a month, I believe, that's the contribution, the donation that's requested by Don Newsom and BBS Radio Administration. That's not a lot of money for the greatest information that you can get anywhere. Let me give you also a toll-free number to call in. We're going to open up the lines tonight if you've got a question or concern, something on your heart or in your head that you'd like to share and we can discuss on the air. Call 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. I understand that that works internationally. 877-876-5227, and we'll open up for discussion with you. The general topic for tonight that I wanted to share, after letting you know a little bit about our co-sponsors for the Insight Hour, is the best of the best and the worst of the worst. The best of the best, we've got an absolute incredible spiritual renaissance ongoing. We're being uplifted. Our hearts are opening. There's an incredible divine power, a force that's coming into many of us that have been awake and aware enough to accept it and to look for it. Actually, we've been seeking it. It's virtually what we've been doing is ransoming ourselves, as the Bible talks about. The survivors in the end times, you remember from the Bible in the book of Revelation, have been ransomed. In other words, we've paid our dues. It's been many, many years of work of trying to master all the difficulties within our body, mind, emotions, imagination, and the challenges that we face socially, culturally, financially, and environmentally. All of these issues, well, we've really done our homework, many of us, and now it's a time to begin to not so much celebrate, but to take that information and share it and deliver the service of love that we've been destined to receive and deliver. So those only have ears to hear this kind of information, the eyes to see the documentation that we've put forth, well, you see, those folks have the opportunity, like we have, to likewise do their homework, do their due diligence, and be ransomed. And it is prophesied that we will be uplifted just as we are doing right now. So if you're listening out there, many of you, in fact, probably most of you that are familiar with the Inside Hour and regular listeners, will appreciate the realization, the recognition, and the celebration that we're all being uplifted spiritually, that there's many miracles and synchronicities happening in our lives that reflect the glory of our times, and that is an awesome recognition. And if you think it's cool and think it's great right now, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. Let me tell you, this is 2007. The planet is destined for a major change, psycho-spiritually, physically even, electromagnetically. There's cosmically. There's so many changes that are taking place universally today that have to do with our spiritual evolution and will impact that, as well as what is taking place in terms of the coercion and the attempts to enslave humanity and to dumb us down and to literally block this spiritual awakening and evolution of the species, if you will, to become more of the divine human being, the divine family of which we belong, recognizing that we have been using maybe 3% of our brains. Well, what's taking place is the heart mind is opening up, and we're going to be using a lot more. That conscious manifestations, psychological phenomena, everything from intuition and cosmic perception and even manifesting prayer, that will happen more and more, and is happening more and more powerfully for many of us who have the ears to hear this kind of information and the hearts open up to receive it. So that is a wonderful thing to celebrate. At the same time, because this is such an interesting time and the spiritual dynamics are so profound and powerful, of course we have the satanic beasts who are operating and manipulating under the guise of public health, particularly, and U.S. national security. And those folks think that they are doing good, most of them, I'm sure, and yet if you really look at them and you watch their behavior, you find that they are actually automatons. They are literally mind-controlled slaves of the global industrialists, and they have no clue what's really going down outside their heads in the heartland, in the land of the heart. And so it is those folks who have the capacity to join us, and yet they're blocked. And they are really conducting, again, genocide, which is strictly defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, for ideology, because they think they're doing right. They think they're doing good. They think there should be approximately half of the world's population decimated, and that ultimately those folks are largely in control of many of our lives. And so we're dealing with those issues on the front line here on the Big Island of Hawaii. If you have been tuned into the Inside Hour for the last few years, you've known that I've been engaged heavily in vaccine risk awareness. You know that when we moved to Hawaii, our children were not allowed to in school, so we've been homeschooling our children largely, and because they will not get vaccinated and TB skin tested here, and there is a hideous policy, a precedent-setting policy on the Big Island of Hawaii, actually not throughout the entire state of Hawaii, where there's more of like a feudal mentality, you know, feudal mentality as well as feudal, if you understand the risks associated with not only vaccination but TB skin testing and how many more children are harmed by that allegedly good deed than are helped, well, you're astonished to realize that there is a genocidal operation ongoing under the guise of public health here in the state of Hawaii. So the concept that we have drawn a line in the sand, if you will, that we have drawn a line in the sand and said that, no, we're not going to allow our children to be injected, infected, intoxicated, and we're going to do whatever we need to do physically, mentally, emotionally, but as well as legislatively and politically and legally that's in our power. So you might recall, if you've been listening to the Inside Hour, yours truly, our family with associated ministries have filed litigation to stop the onslaught and the precedent-setting manipulation where children are not allowed to go to school at all, public or private, if they don't get vaccinated and TB skin tested. That's unlike anywhere else in the United States. There's a mentality here in Hawaii that these children allegedly, they say, are at greater risk from Filipino immigration, when the truth of the matter is that's not really the case. There's been no increased epidemic of TB on these islands, and on top of that, there has been a tremendous increase in our knowledge about what the TB skin test does. It is hideous. It is risking 500 children for every one identified. So I could go on and on and tell you about the risks of TB skin testing associated with the vaccination initiatives, and I can tell you that ultimately we're not doing anybody a favor except for the pharmaceutical industrialists that are making a lot of money off of humanity's suffering. The concept that we are also engaged in a time where our freedoms and human rights are being further manipulated and shortened is apparent. And the concept of how we will survive in this brave new world is very, very urgently in our consciousness. And many people are now wondering, should we stay in the United States? If we shouldn't, where should we go? Where can we live? It is a globalist agenda. The global industrialists are absolutely empowered everywhere on the planet, and the entire planet's population is being targeted for decimation, not just here in the United States, Canada, Canadians listening to the show tonight, you are equally being targeted for elimination. Excuse me, folks, I'm going to have to take a break right now. Give me 2 minutes, we're going to take a break, and I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Inside Hour. Hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, back again. Thanks. Thanks for staying with us. I mentioned at the beginning of the hour that we had some guests expected at the Steen Van Inn Health Retreat here in Pahoa, Hawaii. And lo and behold, in the middle of the show, guess what? They arrived. So I had to take care of it because, guess what? My wife and children went into town to do a bunch of errands today. So you can see Chief Cook and Bottle Washer Len Horowitz is doing his thing. So we've got, getting back to the subject of tonight's presentation and discussion. And let me give you a toll-free number to call. It's 877-876-5227. If you want to get engaged in this discussion, it's 877-876-5227. So the concept of what are we going to do? We've got the greatest of the greatest news, and we've got the worst of the worst news befalling all of us at this time, and it's a choice that we have to make to stay engaged in not only clear thinking, but in our hearts and love. There's a lot of challenges. This has been a very, very challenging week for many of us. Again, we've had some of the glorious things happen in our lives. If you've been spiritually attuned, I think I'm in touch with many, many people worldwide, and we've been comparing notes. There's been increased love and appreciation and attention to simply being, to being in our hearts, being in love, being in appreciation, being in thankfulness. Forever giving is our Creator, and we have been blessed and privileged in so many ways, not only with our children, but with the things that we use to sustain ourselves, everything from food on the table and shelters that we adore and have chosen. And we're very, very blessed in so many ways. And we've had extraordinary revelations that can bless humanity in the manner in which we deserve to be blessed, uplifted in the Holy Spirit power of love. We have had revelations of the original musical scale. We've had the understanding of how the Creator works now. We've had revelations concerning sound and frequencies and the mathematics that literally is like the real Da Vinci Code, the Vitruvian Man drawing that many of you can recall, the icon for holistic living. It is actually a cryptograph that we have been able to decrypt, and it provides a model and a direction for divine human communion. So the concept that we can commune with the divine, with the source, and that bring that love and that frequency of divinity down to share with our friends and families and our children and rejoice. The concept that we have and the potential we have of being superhuman, not simply dumbed down human or enslaved human, but to be optimally free and sovereign. That the whole concept of that is so wonderful and so celebration necessary, really, that we have got to look at what is blocking us and, in essence, somehow manage to overcome the evil, the darkness, the negativity. And many of us have been experiencing that duality, and it's been an extremely challenging time. And so if you've got a similar experience out there and you want to get engaged in this discussion, because you know what? One of the things that we all realized is you can't do it alone. That, of course, you've heard it saying no man or woman is an island. But, you know, we've gone through the me generation. And there's nothing there with the me generation but heartache and despair. The American culture, the cult in which we've grown up, whereby families and the whole traditions have been decimated by literally propaganda campaigns that have been directed by the global industrialists. These folks have literally sickened what was so joyful about your typical family. Today, your children are not even considered your own. They're considered properties of the state. And that, for example, if you tuned into the Inside Hour a few weeks ago, you heard me explain that I was called before our local family court here for refusing to have our children TB skin tested, and they threw my 14-year-old out of school September 1st, and as a long result of that and several efforts at litigation, I was compelled to come to court as an alleged criminal for my child's truancy. Now, the lunacy of that, doing everything possible that I can do to not only bring my child, put my child back into a public school that situation that she wanted to go to, but the concept that this was also heavily harming so many, many children, and doing our best efforts to engage what is just and true for resolving this situation, ultimately then realizing that I am now faced with criminal charges and the prospects, the Attorney General of the State of Hawaii, actually Assistant Attorney General, threatened me, extortion, you know, like real strong arm tactics, saying that unless I comply with what they're asking me to do now, which is sign a homeschooling form, putting these bandits overseeing in charge of my family's homeschooling, well, you know, they're going to send the Social Services Department our way, and they're going to work to take our child away, and they're going to work to break up our family. Well, this is nothing new. Now, we had, if you have been a veteran Horowitz follower, you know, way back in New York City at, let's see, that was 1996, where our second daughter broke her arm. In fact, the older one pushed her off the bed, and she fell, and she broke her arm. And we took her to the hospital, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, where because the child wasn't vaccinated and because of this broken arm situation, they suspected neglect and abuse. And so we ended up losing custody of our baby Aria for 3 days. We lived in hell that no parent would ever want to live in, and you wouldn't wish upon even your enemies this kind of reality. But, you know, again, you have to realize that my life is blessed, as is yours, and that we are never given any challenge that the Creator feels that we're not worthy of superseding and coming across out of the making lemonade out of the lemons that we're given. Well, what happened as a result of that case is I ended up publishing Horowitz on Vaccines, the number one audio tape that has saved more lives than anything else in the entire Healthy World Distributing.com catalog. Our number one best-selling CD is called Horowitz on Vaccines, and I've become virtually famous for that. I've developed some element of celebrity because of my devotion to justice in this whole vaccination arena, and that the lemon that we were served taught us extremely well some valuable lessons of what's really going down here and how to avoid it, such as how to get your children and yourselves out of these vaccination programs using your religious rights and freedoms. Well, here in the state of Hawaii, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, they are setting a national precedent. That was 1992 I just spoke of. This is 2007, a new year. And they're setting a national precedent here to eliminate the capacity for you and I and our families to choose religious exemption from vaccinations and TB skin tests. And that's part and parcel of this whole globalist effort, this, I would say, not only neo-colonialist, but alien effort to decimate our religious freedoms and our civil rights. And so you've got to realize that we are all at risk. We are a family, an extended family, and as no man is an island, I can't do it alone. I need your help. We need your help. We need each other's help, because ultimately, if we're, you know, divided, divide the sheeple to conquer the flock, if you will, if we're divided, we can't possibly be of any empowerment. So the power that we have is in the numbers. And so it's extremely important that you support ongoing our efforts to not only litigate. Now, the organization that I mentioned, our co-sponsors, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, Tetrahedron.org, the publishing company, Healthy World and Healing Celebrations, LLC, with the Healing Celebrations material, all the books, the tapes, the audio CDs over the years have given us the power and the financial support that we have needed to continue this ministry and the effort that we have to raise consciousness, raise awareness, herald not only the great news and advance the great news with extraordinary revelations for humanity's salvation, but also the bad news and what the risks are out there. And the big picture, you know, it's easy to look at maybe one side of that pie, and the big picture, censor half of it because you may not like to look at the negativity and you want to stay in denial about it. Well, that's unfortunately very risky. You know, the concept, for example, that New Agers typically hold, that all you have to do is think loving thoughts and think well and all will be great. Well, I can't tell you the numbers. It's in the hundreds, if not thousands, of New Age parents who have contacted me over the years and have said that they have had their children vaccinated thinking well and thinking loving thoughts about their doctors, when in fact now their children are suffering from autistic spectrum disorders, from hyperactivity, they have autoimmune diseases, allergies, hay fever, asthma, cancers, all of these types of autoimmune diseases. The short list includes, of course, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and lupus, MS, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. All of these have been vaccine-induced injuries, mostly, and that their children are suffering with that as a result of them being blinded and only being willing to look at half of the picture. So the concept that we're living in the best of the best times and the worst of the worst times is real, and that the question that is before us, certainly one of them, is what are we going to do about it? And the first most important thing to do about it, of course, is to further our own opening of our own hearts. It is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It is spiritual warfare. And our spiritual center, our spiritual source, is the only source of sustenance that is reliable. There's nothing else that ultimately that we can rely on except for that. You know, I'll give you an example out of a real-life situation and a study that was conducted when I was still at Harvard by my professor of epidemiology. He was an epidemiologist, taught us epidemiology at Harvard School of Public Health, and he was also a nuclear scientist. And that he was the overseer for the United States federal government at Three Mile Island. You remember, I think it was way back in the 1970s, I think it was. It was in the early 70s, or let's see, I was about 18 or 19 years old at that time. And I called my parents, I was up in Boston, I was calling my parents who were down in Philadelphia, because about 50, 60 miles west of Philadelphia, near Harrisburg, there is a nuclear generating plant that had an accident. and they started to leak radiation. And I called my parents to leave. Well, my professor was one that the government called to try to deal with the situation, and he brought his staff of epidemiologists to begin to evaluate the cancer risks and what the behavior of the population who was at risk, how the behavior changed over those days and weeks of this horrible accident. Well, it was interesting because here from the lectern of Harvard School of Public Health was my very scientific professor saying to me the conclusion of the study was that when things go really bad, when there's a really no hope, then the population's behavior tends to turn toward to God for salvation. And it was interesting that that was a scientific observation. And it's a reality today. And it's true because it's not only a blessing, but we're compelled from our source. Who, after all, is the source of our sustenance other than this glorious Creator? So the reality is that we are now have a choice. We could continue to choose the Babylonian lunacy, or we can choose sustainability in divinity. And that is the big choice. And the question is, how do we increasingly make a smart choice in this regard? So the other question is can you do it alone? And the answer is, of course you can't. You're not only required to rely on the Creator, put faith and trust in the Creator, and of course praise and glorify the Creator for all the sustenance that the Creator is constantly giving humanity. Even the dumbed down mind control slaves of the Illuminati have grace, and the Creator has shown extraordinary mercy. You know, it's like there's been a bumper sticker around that I really enjoy. God bless America. Well, excuse me, America has been blessed consistently. America needs to bless God. And the fact is that America is, by and large, even the churches, they're in a gross apostasy. The temples and the rabbis, all of the religions have been bought off, paid for, sold out. They're all 501c's. That means essentially that they're all entities of the state. They're under state contract, and in essence, they're violating what the Messiah, the Christian Messiah, and of course, and for those of us Jews who have accepted Yeshua as a Messiah, well, the Messiah's teachings were, don't ever put any entity between you and the Creator. It doesn't have, nobody, no thing has the right and the authority to be in that power position. So the judgment, the karma, if you will, is coming down on America today, which is on behalf of the global industrialists, the military beast, the military might, and the great gross weapon that is at the heart of terrorism. You know, there's the Black Eyed Peas, very interesting lyrics in their wonderful song. I would highly encourage everybody listening to go out and buy a copy of Black Eyed Peas' album, and particularly the hit, Where is the Love? You know, it talks about in there very, very clearly that the big USA and the CIA are the terrorists for the globe. If you've been studying my work, you read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, for instance. That's an awesome resource for revelation in regard to the planetary domination by the Illuminati, and that you begin to not only have the photography that speaks to this and the documentation, you begin to realize that these people have a connection to Central Intelligence, which is our primary Gestapo here in Nazi America, but they're controlled by British Secret Service, MI6. So the German and European and British bankers that control the royalty, because many, many millennia ago, the royalty started to borrow money from these banksters, and that ultimately empowered them to take over. We're talking, of course, for those seasoned researchers out there, the Rothschild family of Europe, the Medici family, the Borgia, all of these older families that evolved their financial wealth from banking, and in fact even banked the churches, the Roman Catholic Church's money, well, you begin to realize that these folks have had a major impact on the evolution of world history. And currently today, their effect, their force, their power is still awesome, just beyond a normal person's imagination. And so when we look at the behaviors and the political actions of our leaders, such as George Bush in the White House, we can't conceive, for those of us who really have eyes to see truth and ears to hear lies, that when the discernment, you know, being as wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove, allows you to be discerning of your politicians. And the fact that these folks can lie with a straight face and you think that they're telling the truth, or the most people, or let's say at least a large amount of people, a great percentage of the population, still believes in our president and in our country. A once great nation is now being used as a military weapon, creating World War III, if not World War IV. The global war on terrorism is World War III. What is evolving, apparently, and it could be days or weeks before we have our next manipulation, such as the 9/11, you begin to realize that the great war that's prophesied in the book of Revelation against China, where the great dragon from the east comes and devours the last bastion of freedom in the West, America, and that is done to fulfill the global industrialists and the book of Revelation prophecy. So this is the times in which we are living. They're called the end times. Every prophet who's blessed the face of this planet said that there would be a time that comes where we have weather changes and earth changes and wars and threats and rumors of wars and the great plagues of the end times. All of these are happening right now. And so the challenge that we have for those of us who have engaged the love and engaged the light and engaged the truth of our divine sustenance, ultimately, it's an extraordinary time to be alive, extremely challenging, greater opportunity now than ever, viewing the global industrialist manipulations as a mechanism that will backfire on them. Of course, the meek shall inherit the earth, those who are loving, those who are gentle, those who are wise, and apply that wisdom for the divine uplift. Well, those of us will survive. Yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. Why? Because ultimately, this is not going to last. It will be this time, and of course, many of you out there listening, you've had, just as I have had, we've been blessed with spiritual protections. We are blessed with a divine creator, a heavenly father who is so clear and issues so many powerful angels to come to the rescue of those of us who need it at the greatest times, that the no matter how many times that we're attacked or how many times our faith and trust is challenged, you know, there is a light that comes, there is a protection that comes, and that ultimately there's a resolution and a new day dawns. So this is not going to be the case. In fact, the concept that we've been putting out since the publication of the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse and this new work, the latest book based on the book Walk on Water, that was my 15th book. It came out about a year ago now. Walk on Water, it's an awesome, awesome read. Very interesting, and it's given rise to now the Da Vinci material, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, the book that's on the internet right now at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. That's lovetherealdavincicode.com. The concept that we are engaged in a spiritual renaissance, that this is a movement towards uplifting our hearts and literally fulfilling our heart's desire for a full measure of love, for a way of living where we're not living out of dire urgencies necessities of scarcity of physiological needs, such as food, water, air, and shelter, that have been manipulated. This whole planet has been manipulated. Look, you're paying in many places more for a gallon of water than you are for a gallon of gasoline. It's absolutely stunning what the global industrials have done. I know there's legislation pending because I'm here on the island of Hawaii where many people are on rain catchment. That's where we get our rain. Our drinking water is from the purest rainwater, certainly one of the purest rainwaters on the face of the planet. It's the gold standard for good drinking water, by the way, is good pure rainwater. Well, there's legislation right now before your Congress to outlaw the collection of rainwater and the storage of rainwater and the bottling of rainwater. Imagine that. So the global industrialists now who have basically monopolized the water industry, just as they monopolized the drug industry and the medical industry and the botanicals, herbal industries, and the energies and the alternative energy industries, that these pigs, if you will, have the desire to control everything, and that that their days and times are numbered. Because you see, when we open our hearts and we begin to sing a new song, Revelation 14:1 talks about this, where in an instant, in a flash, when 144,000 humble servants of the Creator gather and sing the electromagnetic frequencies of divinity, then what happens is that that song issued on the waters, the creative medium of the planet, will create such an extraordinary vibration that the heart of those, the hearts of those who are in tune, who have, as I mentioned earlier tonight, who have done their homework, those who have been ransomed from the planet, that means they've paid their dues in this due diligence process of developing increased sovereignty and sensitivity towards divinity, then you begin to realize that there is a vibration in your heart. Your heart beats consistent with the vibration of the earth. Interestingly enough, there's an entrainment process whereby your physiological vibrations and electrogenetic processes are actually just like a radio signal being tuned into a greater frequency of our Creator's broadcasting station. And that ultimately, that is opening the heart, not closing the heart, and that those who have closed hearts to this type of empowerment, this universal energy, will implode from their own dissonance. And that's the end of the story. For those of us who are looking for peace on earth, we'll be uplifted because we've simply done our homework. For those of us who have not, well, there's an alternative destiny. So that's the way I see it. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Again, I want to thank our co-sponsors, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, for the support that they've given over the years. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. If you want to know what I eat for breakfast, what I start my day is with a quart of good pH-adjusted 8 drinking water. And if you don't have fresh-squeezed lemons or limes to put in your drinking water in the morning to get your whole body, your fluid, your creative medium going, your genetics starting to sing because it requires that water, that hydration, well, you start the day with fresh-squeezed lemon, or you get Alkalife. It's a product that you can get. 2 drops in an 8-ounce glass turns the glass from pH of about 6.9 or 7, it comes out of your tap, to about 8, and that's about appropriate. By the way, if you're sick and ailing and you're really looking for a supercharged way of alkalization, you can not only use Alkalife, but also you can use Coral Calcium. There's a product called Zuma on HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. Also, if you're near a good health food store, there's an excellent water that comes out of Idaho called Trinity. Trinity water has about a 9.6 pH, says the label, and that, again, that will help you tremendously reduce all of these acidified diseases, everything from yeast infections to the inflammatory conditions and neurological impairments, cancers, all of these things cannot do well. I want to thank Healthy World Distributing for not only supporting my work and this program, but also helping all the people who get help by taking these products. That's how I start my day, with a quart of fresh water, and then I go into a fruit smoothie. Most delicious fruit smoothies that you can get. In fact, probably the best tasting green food on the market, the green powder of organic, optimally organic, or certainly certified wild-crafted ingredients, the finest quality that you can get and start your day right is with Green Harvest, a fruit smoothie made with organic fruit juices, maybe a banana, a little ice. We throw in these magnificent avocados that we got falling off the trees right now here in Hawaii. You throw in a little whatever you've got that's good and organic into a blender with a couple scoops of Green Harvest, and you've made a delicious tasting fruit smoothie that's going to not only stabilize your blood sugar, it's great for diabetics to reduce the risk of disease from diabetes and actually begin to level your blood sugar out, particularly for all of those out there who at 3 in the afternoon or so, you get antsy and irritable. You got to have that little sugar fix. Otherwise, you're going to be angry for no apparent reason. And that's greatly reduced. That whole problem of hypoglycemic tendencies is stabilized beautifully with a Green Harvest fruit smoothie made in the morning. You know, we've got a number of other products. I mentioned briefly that assimilation of nutrients is important. Well, there's a product called GI Flora Pro at HealthyWorldDistributing.com that you should use and rely upon. It's virtually a prescription grade level of probiotics that your gut needs certain bacteria, and if it doesn't have it, then you've got pathogens growing, and the likelihood is that you're not going to be assimilating the nutrients, your tapeworms or whatever else that you've got growing in your stomach and your intestines are not going to be able to break down the foods and put them into the bloodstream. And by the way, real easy, simple tip for you to do, chew slowly, chew thoroughly, chew well. You know, they say 25 or so chews per mouthful. Well, you know, if you ever watch me eat, I'm always the last one to get up from the table. And I typically will chew a mouthful of food for about 90 to 110 times before I swallow it. It virtually becomes juice in my mouth, and I'm taking pleasure out of every chew. So that's what the way that we should be eating. And quite honestly, I started to do that not simply because I want to be more relaxed and stress-free. In fact, my life being as interesting as it is, I'm under potentially a lot of stress if I don't manage it properly. But I actually started to chew my food that thoroughly because I learned about the research that indicates that when you don't chew your food like that, it simply can't break down thoroughly. And what ends up happening is you start to have your blood filled with larger molecules and particles of the nutrients than you would want. Ultimately, digestion goes on within your blood, and that causes acidification within your own blood, within your own body temple, and that is a great risk of chronic disease and reducing your longevity. So this is extremely important. Chew thoroughly, as well as think about, and by the way, don't your water should be consumed before meals, not during or after meals, because again, you want the digestive enzymes and the digestive juices to thoroughly digest your food in your intestine before it is digested into your blood. So these are some simple tips that are in the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. In fact, if the pharmaceutical industrialists, that are really the petrochemical industrialists, there's actually the true and best description of this monopolization is the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. That about says it all. And that these folks have the liberty to eliminate your intelligence through academia and the educational system. So it's a crime, if you think about it as a simply rational, loving person, that we don't educate our children and even the public schools as to the importance of even chewing their food appropriately. Isn't it interesting? You buy all sorts of things at the store. Of course, they're going to break down, and you know today they're made planned obsolescence. They are planned to break down, and so now they're selling you insurance for its breakdown before you even leave the store. That's amazing. That just is an indication of the lunacy of our society today. But the concept that we buy all of these things like refrigerators and stoves and automobiles, and it comes with a thick book that you have to read, you're heavily encouraged to read it for maintenance. Well, here we are, and we have our children vaccinated, injected, intoxicated with the hepatitis B vaccine, 12-hour-old infants whose immune systems aren't even mature, and that is virtually the only thing that's required to send a child home with a parent. Imagine the lunacy of that. Well, folks, we're coming to the end of the Inside Hour. We started a little late tonight because of some technical difficulties, but I'll just give you a couple of toll-free numbers to call. Healthy World Distributing, by the way, is awaiting your calls at 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And again, tetrahedron.org. By the way, my official website, drlenhorowitz.com, has a number of wonderful things, archived articles, this whole tuberculosis skin testing issue, vaccination links. We have links to a number of projects that we're currently working with. Our plate is so full, and I'm so grateful and thankful, honored to be Dr. Len Horowitz, that has the ability to present this information and advance these revelations. It is absolutely humbling for me. I'll tell you honestly, I can't believe who I am. I can't believe that I've lived my life on a roller coaster ride through the Twilight Zone and come out the other side, and I've gotten to the point where, you know, I see how it is that the whole thing is going to shake down. And for those who have ears to hear the truth, well, we're going to celebrate together. And I'm really, really privileged, and I'm so thankful for the years of support, every single one of you listening who have supported the healthyworlddistributing.com and the tetrahedron.org, that you've provided and allowed me to continue this work and to be who I am, and to, you know, I'm simply blessed and thankful, extremely thankful. I invite you to be in touch at drlenhorowitz.com. That's one way, as well as the Insight Hour every week. We're again Pacific time, 9 o'clock, East Coast time, 12 midnight, and Hawaii time, 7 o'clock. We've got the Insight Hour every Tuesday night. Thanks to the Newsom family, Doug and Don, and thank you folks for listening. Thanks to Don for engineering tonight's program, and I thank you, I praise the Creator for you, for our partnership, for our collaborations, and for our family, extended family, listening on BBS Radio. Love you very much. Talk to you next Tuesday night.